even if you have the same idea, it never comes out the same way.
Right, right. And yes, and but I have lost stuff before, which is why I do redundant multiple backups. And you get to the point where like, okay, I can recover. I haven't lost everything. Maybe. And in some cases, I think some of the writing has been better than the first one because I knew what I wrote. So it was more focused on maybe more of the details. So okay. I don't know. But yeah.
Still,
so.
You can always make better in revision. And that's technically a revision.
Right. It is. So folks,
than having
we're
to rewrite from scratch. Oh.
We're talking about, I know.
That's a nightmare.
We're talking about my scare this week with the OneDrive backup and what it does to your computer. And I was not aware of what it does to your computer. So, you know, when everything started disappearing off my hard drive of my computer, freaking out just a tad.
I'm imagining like the heart palpitations.
Oh, yeah.
It's just pain. Oh, my God. Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, it was everything in my documents folder, everything on my desktop, which includes my Quicken, which is my checkbook and balances.
Screw
like
the money. The words are what matter.
It was a little of both because we had to redo our budget because now we're part time. So it was like, oh my God,
extenuating
I have to go
circumstances.
Through that again. Yeah. Yeah, so it was all of that. And I found it in a directory that was not very clear. Yeah.
I think I agree with Anita. Just turn that off, man.
Yeah, because I had been ignoring it. I think I was going to ignore it and I hit the wrong button and it started back up. I'm like, okay, I have a backup. And I'm
That's
like,
how it always gets you.
Yeah.
Those little pop-ups that show up when you're in the middle, like, or you're in the zone, you're doing something, and you're like, yeah, whatever, I'm trying to type here.
Yep, exactly.
Those, the ones you ignore that really get you.
And I had saved and I had closed out of my Word document, thankfully, well, right as I was doing that. And I went to go back into it. I'm like, okay, well, I'll write again. This is how I figured it out. I went in and it said it has been moved or deleted. I'm like,
and how many curse words did you say?
I don't know how much I swore, but my husband's like, it just doesn't disappear. I'm like, but it is. Look, it's like somebody's siphoning it into a toilet.
Oh man, that's the nightmare right there. That is the nightmare.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, and like I'm like, okay, I have the backup from, you know, like 3 weeks prior.
But you do so much in 3 weeks that backup might be, oh.
Yes, oh. Yes. Well, thankfully writing has been slow. So it wasn't a lot, but it was enough to freak me out just a tad.
Just oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Like yep. I'm having like heart like chest pains right now just thinking about it.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, Anita. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I've had that happen way back when we had a like early 90s, it must have been, or maybe early 2000s. Maybe mid 90s. We had a computer and it was having issues. And I had all these, you know, paper things that I had transcribed onto the computer and I threw the paper away. And he goes, oh, we won't lose anything. And he restored the computer. Oh, yes.
No.
Yes. So that, along with my laptop once crashing, and I actually, I got the hard drive recovered, thankfully. But those two things have taught me to back up redundantly in different places, have it in all these different places, you know, And I had done the upload to OneDrive. I had done the copy paste of the most recent things, but I couldn't find those either. So I think
it overwrote what the file was that was already there with the new material. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it hit it in the directory you weren't looking for.
Bed, Russell. Sorry, I'm sort of, you know.
I get it.
Person for the hallway.
While you're doing that, welcome everyone to a new episode of Spilling Ink. We are the talk show that takes you behind the book to meet the authors and professionals in the publishing industry. And it's another author chat. This is our May author chat. Sorry, we've been away for a while, but you know how life is. It's been busy.
It has been busy.
And I don't know about you, but I know for me, it's been the end of the school year push.
Mm-hmm.
Where my genius children, who I love so much, drive me crazy in multiple ways, making sure they actually make it to the end of the school year in peace. So it's been difficult. Nita says, I had the majority of my files backed up. Well, that's good that you were able to back the majority. And I agree with you, Jane. You got to have multiple places that you're backing things up.
Yeah.
So that way, if one doesn't have it, the other should.
Yeah.
Dear God, cross fingers, you know, whatever you got to do.
Yeah. Because,
it can destroy you.
Yeah. I had my terabyte backup drive fell and I couldn't recover the stuff off it.
Oh, damn.
But thankfully, I had things on my OneDrive. And on the and on my computer, so I could just put them all on a new terabyte drive. So it's 2 terabytes now.
That's like a horror movie right there for authors. Just
yes,
the backup has disappeared.
Yes, the backup. I'm like, and I got this set that could try to read the backup. I had to take the thing apart, and it's still. I think the hard drive is damaged from the fall.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I've got all the things I need.
Anita said she's been in a funk. Why have you been in a funk, Anita? Glad you're on beta edits today. That usually helps bring your spirits up when you have something to focus your energy on.
Yeah, April's been kind of a funky month, I think, for everybody. April was weird. April was weird.
April was fast though.
Yes.
Like it blew past. I can't remember any specific days in April. I just remember the time passing.
Yes.
You know, it passed
pretty quickly.
There's always some craziness that comes up and you're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, put this fire out, put that fire out. And by the time you're done, you're like, I don't know what I did. We survived. I don't know what I did.
We had our kids up. We had, a wedding that we drove to South Carolina or North Carolina for. We had, what else? There was a couple other things in April that were going on. I think we had a show at the beginning of April.
The show. Yep. That's what Zoe had a show.
Zoe had a show. Okay. So we didn't really have a show. Yeah. So it's been crazy. May is just going to go like that because we're down here in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got back from the wedding on the 29th. The 30th was my husband's birthday. And then on the 3rd, which I think was a Friday, we went up and opened our trailer.
Okay.
Now, we won't be back to our trailer until Memorial Day weekend.
That's just 2 weeks away.
That's a short weekend because we fly out on Memorial Day. But all of this craziness means that my work time is going very fast. We're down to what? 47 days.
And counting.
47 days. 47 days. Yeah.
And now that you've jogged my memory too, that the April, that was what made April move so fast was Zoe preparing for her show.
Yep.
Which she did beautifully in.
Yes, she did. It was awesome to watch that.
I was blown away. I was so happy for her. She did a great job. She felt good. We had somebody at every show so that they could watch. They did 2 pre-shows for the school.
Yeah.
Then they did an opening night show. Then they did two shows on Saturday. So they had a pretty good run for an elementary school production.
Right.
And all the kids did great. They utilized every single child who was able to audition in some roles. Some kids had multiple roles that, smaller character roles that they were able to perform in. But every kid looked adorable. All the costumes were sewn by the people that were helping. The lighting, they had a professional lighting setup that was provided from one of the donors. It looked good. It sounded good. I mean, I was so proud of these kids. Especially Zoe. Like, I was blown away. This was her first time in a major role, and she did so good. I was so happy for her.
Absolutely. I mean, it's always cool that way.
That's all she wants to do.
Oh, she wants to be an actress now?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So now we're looking for some smaller, like, theater groups maybe to join for her, that kind of thing. She's, like, gung-ho for it. Like, she spent the last month before the production giving concerts in the shower. So I've heard all of the Little Mermaid songs so many times because she was singing them all, but hers in particular, the She's in Love song, like she really had fun with that one. So now I've got to try and find her some theater stuff to get involved with, because she really, really enjoyed, like, the whole process of it, and they do such a good job at her school.
Right. Yeah. So that did take up a lot of people for us. I mean, the whole product, well, the video clip that I saw, I mean, it was very well choreographed for a grade school.
And you saw how many kids were on that stage at the end of it. Holy crap, they had a huge cast.
Yes. Yeah. So it's just like, okay. Yeah. So that was your April. Yeah. Mine was a blizzard of upgrades of the, our exercise room is almost done. So,
okay.
Yep. So, you know, he's got the walls up, he's got them dry, you know, sanded, and we got the paint the other day. I'm not sure if he'll do any painting when we get back before we go to Maine.
This is your busy season with all the,
moving around. Yes, so mid June on, you know, we'll be back into the cadence of, you know, once a week, home, doing laundry, yay, and then you know, back at the beach, and we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to just settling in and enjoying Maine.
I got some good news too. Like, you know, I've kind of been in the doldrums lately, but I was thinking I wasn't going to be able to go to Phoenix because let's frankly be honest, I can't afford it. But I've been going for so many years with this group, and I told them, I was like, I'm so sorry, I can't afford it. And they're like, we want you there, we need you to be there, let's not worry about the money right now, whatever you can do, we will help you get there.
Aww, I felt that, like, is so sweet. And you that. I know you look forward to that. Every
it is.
Year,
it's my work vacation. I need the escape. And I think this year in particular, I need the escape because I've been locked in this little room for so long.
Yeah.
You know, just banging my head against a wall with things not working. I need to get out. I need to experience something fun. I need to find that joy, you know, reason to make life worth living, kind of a feeling again. So the fact that they were like, no, you're coming, we're gonna make it happen, don't worry about the money right now. So I mean, there's still the feeling of I do owe the money for the, you know, hotel, I do owe the money for the table fee, I've got to find a way to pay that back. But at least for now, you know, the deal is every sale I get while I'm there goes directly to them until I've paid back my debt, so that helps. But just the fact that they wanted me to go that badly,
that's awesome.
I needed,
that lift. You needed that lift.
I did. So I'm going to Phoenix. Yay! I'm so happy. And please, dear God, let me make some book sales so I can pay off my debt.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that will still like hang on me. I'm very much, you know, I don't like to be in debt. I don't like to have money that I owe and not know how I'm going to pay for it. So that's going to stress me out a little bit. But just being able to reconnect with some of the people that I've, every year I meet the same people, I have friends that I can get to reconnect with. I need that. And I think that will help lift some of the dark mood that I've been in. At least I hope so. Please.
I hope so too.
Give me a win.
Yes. I mean,
so there's that.
Yeah. April was probably the best month I've had in a long time on sales. Because okay. I went through England Spark, I got a ton of physical book sales, which...
So the direct sales is doing good for you?
Not direct, just by going through England Spark and getting out to all of the...
Okay.
Their distribution things.
Okay.
Month it's not like the gangbusters it was last month, but at least I'm seeing one or two... sales so far. I mean, it hasn't been that long.
Has that changed how you advertise your books? Because a lot of us have been kind of trained on the Amazon advertising model where we're pushing everybody to Amazon.
I still have my Amazon ads, but I'm like, for the past God knows how long, I've only been doing, you know, less than $20 a month on Amazon ads. And that's all of them. I have like 300 ads. So, and I have them priced low for the reason, but I am getting some visibility, and I'm doing one Facebook ad for my Dragon series, and that seems to be doing some of it. But outside of that, I haven't done any advertising.
Okay.
You know, and my focus. Yes, I had a release on May 1st for the hardcover, which I don't have here. I don't have the pretty thing to go, woo.
Dang it.
I've been focused on the Kickstarter, the things that I need to get for that, which is going June 10th. So, you know, that's a Advent book box.
Let's talk about the Kickstarter thing for a little bit, because we touched on it a few weeks ago about ways to approach Kickstarter and is it worth doing for authors. How are you approaching it and what are you doing?
Well, I'm part of a group. I'm not the organizer, thank God. Okay. and she's doing a Advent book box, and it's 30 books in the primary book box. And then there's the 15 book, like a blind book date. So you get 15
I love those.
Books in that. Yes. So there's two opportunities. I'm getting, and all of the books in it are either special editions, paperbacks, special editions. So they're, you know, with the edges or foil or emboss or something
on
the covers, you know, fancier than just, you know, a regular paperback. yes, it is.
Kickstarter is way more fun when someone else is organizing.
Yes.
Amen.
So, you know, that was a whole learning curve because, you know, the cover I used for that was something that I had left over. So I did the text and I did the back cover and spine. So figuring out how something is foiled, I didn't know the process for that.
Okay.
The process is the things you want foiled has to be a separate PDF, and it's got to be black on white. So what you want foiled needs to be black and then everything white. So you have your regular cover without what you want that on, that foiled on, the foil, and then showing them the final cover, you know, what it's supposed to look like. So it was a big learning curve. And it was quite fun to figure that out.
Okay.
And then doing the sprayed edges was interesting too, because I did my own design from, you know, from other things too, because I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Okay.
So, you know, that was interesting. And I'm glad I went to Kickstarter, because I'm like, how do I how do I do this? What do I do? You know, I don't know the first thing about getting foiled text or foiled cover or stamped or anything like that.
Are there specific companies that like specialize in that are indie friendly or?
Yeah. Well, the one I'm using is CCSESE and out of Hong Kong.
Okay.
Again, there's a lot of our differences and foiled again. Yes.
And hello, Rebecca.
I just found out that, but they do sprayed edges too. Book Vault just rolled out their foiling, but they only do gold and silver. I think gold and silver, maybe there's a third one, but I'm not sure I don't remember. So they just rolled that out.
So walk me through the process. How does that work to get the special edition? Do you have to put it through a specific printer and then have Book Vault order from that printer?
Well, I don't know about the Book Vault because I'm not going to them, but I went and got an estimate for however many books, you know, because somebody on the Kickstarter Facebook group mentioned CC.
Okay.
And the organizer of our Kickstarter also mentioned them. So I reached out and I asked for an estimate. And then I started working with the people there to get at least a mock-up.
Okay.
And I'm getting a sample because I want the sample physically in my hand.
You always proof. You always proof.
Yes. Yes. And working with them and getting that. So there was, you know, a lot of things that I learned, you know, about PDFs. If I have to pull a PDF into GIMP, I think we talked about this. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that the dots per inch are the right one, because it defaults to 100.
No, no, not enough.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, what do you mean? So I had to figure out how to do that. That was a learning curve. And then, you know, they give you the templates and you have to fit their templates and, you know, and I had issues with that. So they said, just send us the JPEG. And I did, and they did it. And, I had to send the, QR code or whatever the ISBN code, and then my logo separately. So I sent all that and they put it together and, my interior, I had issues with that because the PDF was too big to send through email.
Yeah, usually are.
And when I uploaded it to Google Docs and they downloaded it, it changed it.
What?
Yes. Yep. It changed the PDF. So it just it did something funky. So I had to send them the Word document. So it was just like, because I had the drop caps all beautifully done. And then they sent me the thing back. I'm like, what did they do? Because on the first page, there was the first letter. And then it went to the next page. And then I went on to Google Docs and pulled up the document. I'm like, that's not what I saved. So, yes. So that was a challenge.
Okay.
So, yeah. So these are learning things that, because they had to fix the gutters. They were making sure the gutters were just right. So, yeah, I hadn't seen that before. Yeah, I had not seen that before. And I'm like,
that is so annoying, because a PDF should not do that. It is literally what you see is what you get on the PDF. That's the whole purpose of a PDF.
Right. And I had to make my PDF editable for them. So that was like, but when I save it to print or print it to PDF and then open it, it looked fine. It looked fine on my computer.
What was the version of PDF?
I don't know.
Because that can be a difference too. The type of PDF does make a difference in printing. Yeah. There's a certain type that you want to use whenever you're doing a mass printing.
Okay.
So that could be an issue.
Yeah, and I don't have the full version of Adobe P for PDF on my home computer. I do have it on my work computer. Save, close, open, print, check, send. Yep, okay.
Yeah. I mean, always double check. It's like that whole adage of, measure twice, cut once. Always double check. But yeah, that's so annoying. The learning curves, and this is for the people who are out there listening to this. This is the kind of learning curve as an indie you have to go through because you are literally the only one responsible for your book. You're the project manager. So it's not just writing the book, it's making sure the editing's done, the cover art is done, the layout is done, the layout is saved properly.
And I recently figured out in Word how to put a picture with the text on top of it. I was so thrilled that I figured that out. Because I'm thinking, it depends on how well this goes, of doing a split of my Shifter fairy tales and my Magic fairy tales as special editions. So it's just like, okay, it depends on this. And I'm like, I'm seeing some Kickstarters just, barrel out of the door like gangbusters. But yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
LibriVox sometimes does screw some things up.
Yeah, I know. So yeah. And I'm just like,
The fun of being an indie author. The upside to it is once you do all of these things, you're in full control of the product. You know that you've made something you're proud of, you have full control over it, full royalties, all that good stuff. The benefits eventually weigh out, but man, does it get annoying going through all those little things. It's never just write a book, it's easy.
No.
I wish it were that easy. The writing is the easy part half the time.
What are you looking
Speaking
for?
of, yeah, I have no energy right now to write my own stuff. But I'm still open to working on other stuff. I have a couple
They
of
were
small
over
things that I'm
there.
working on right now. Yes, there
Are
is some
they?
traffic behind you. I saw a few things. Right now we're getting more reflections as it gets darker, but there are some lights every so often as somebody drives
No,
past.
my husband's looking for his glasses, and I thought they were on the island on the notebooks there.
Speaking of
Yes, if he doesn't find
being a
his glasses, he
production
can't
manager
drive.
on your stuff, sometimes when people come to you to have things done, I had a recent small project I worked on for a client. I had created what I thought, it could be just my ego talking, was a beautiful cover. They liked it, they uploaded it, they didn't like it in thumbnail. And because they didn't like it in thumbnail, they wanted it bigger, the text. And blockier. I'm like, you just ruined the aesthetic. But you're the client. Okay, here you go. And I sent them what they wanted, cringing the whole time because I'm like, you just killed it. It doesn't, no, that's what they wanted. But I have to
I'm
do it
like
because that's what the client wants. That's their book, that's their baby.
Yeah, no, my husband's glasses were on the
She's not talking about me.
island.
Who's not talking about you, Rebecca? I'm confused. Rebecca's got a
Oh,
conversation
no,
going.
for your cover or the cover thing. No,
I
it
have not a
wasn't
cover for you yet, Rebecca.
you.
Just wait when I do. Because I know I can tell you that does not look right. I feel like we're on a commercial, but I'm also a client.
True.
No, Rebecca's got
Oh
a really interesting project for me. I'm happy working on that one.
my.
Yeah, I was talking about covers at first. It was a cover that I was working on. And I understand what they want. And then I tried to explain to them the different sizes of image. And I even said to them, I said, okay, look, I get it for the ebook. That cover, you might want it to be a little bit bigger, bolder, because it's only going to be digital. Have you printed it yet? Have you held it in your hands and looked at it? Before you make any drastic changes, please do that.
Right.
To see if it still looks good in print, because what looks good on screen and is made for the screen visibility is not going to be the same thing as what's what you're holding in your hand. And she's like, no, I just want to do everything all the same. And I'm like, you're the client.
Okay.
No, I respect your wishes as a client. I'm not going to force anything, you know, that you're not wanting to do. But in my opinion, it destroyed the aesthetic to do it the other way around. And like, it makes me sad, because I thought what she had originally gone for and what she originally liked was really cool.
Sorry about the traffic.
If you were my client and I was on a show you were watching, I would low-key shit talk you all grinning. I like to shit talk my friends to their faces.
Yes.
And that's why I love you, Rebecca.
Yeah. That's why I love you. Yeah. No, I'm in Connecticut.
To our faces and still laugh about it. That's the fun part.
I'm in Connecticut. This is facing the neighbor's house. I probably could face the backyard and have nothing, but then you'd see Darren in the lounging on the couch and the television playing hockey.
Like I said, I'm open to more work. I'm working on a project. Yes, Rebecca is one of my clients, and she's got a fun project for me to work on.
Good.
And I'm doing a little bit of cover artwork and a little bit of formatting right now.
Good.
The piecemeal stuff to, you know, keep the lights on.
Yeah.
I need, like I was saying about the whole Phoenix thing, I need that reason to keep going kind of thing.
Yes.
And Phoenix hopefully will be that nice escape for me. But I haven't had any drive to write or fix my own stuff or whatever.
I've been struggling. I've been struggling because we're bouncing here and there, and we have, you know, the vacation and this and that, and work has been, you know, life sucking. But it's life sucking 3 days a week instead of five.
There you go.
But, you know, I'm hoping that slows down a little bit, because they're trying to, you know, suck the life out of me while I'm still there.
I am still sitting on images for covers. We will discuss those at a later time, because we want to make sure we're hitting market trends when we're ready to do them. That's the hard part too. And that was something I told this client that I was recently working with. Mm-hmm. You've got to look at what is out there and what is going to be on brand for you, as well as what's on brand for what people expect.
Yeah.
And that does change.
Yeah, it does.
In the gutter. Wait, what did I miss?
I don't know.
Is the fun kind of life sucking? No, it's not the fun kind of life sucking.
No, it's not. It's a day job.
Implied,
it's
like, it is not.
It makes me tired enough so that by the time I sit down to try to write, there's just nothing.
Yeah, it's like scraping in the bottom of an empty barrel.
And I, you know, with this part-time stuff, we love it, but most of the time I don't know what to do. My pillbox tells me. Yes. So, yeah, you know, and I may not be writing, but I'm formulating. At least my brain is working in some direction, you know, and I'm still hesitating on the Ryan book, because, you know, my brain is going to kill them all. And I'm like, no, I can't.
Don't ask me, because that's the mood I'm in. I'm like, yeah, I can kill them all. Whatever.
You know, it's like, okay, or kill, you know, the one. Or at least something like that. And I'm like, I can't, you know, that's where I'm stuck there.
Mm.
I'm stuck there because I'm like, okay.
You don't want to say goodbye to that family, and you can't kill them all.
Right.
Part of you for so long.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, I haven't done
that. What's even worse, Rebecca, is you can't afford the pills, so you no longer have a pill box.
Oh my.
I've been unmedicated for how many months? Oh, yeah. Let me talk about that. You unmedicated ADHD is so much harder.
Yes.
It's damn near impossible some days, especially if you don't have a partner. That's been my biggest argument. If you have a partner, you have somebody who's even slightly helping hold you to any accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Life is easier. You have nobody holding you to any accountability and you have executive dysfunction problems.
Yeah.
Getting anything done is like, it's just damn near impossible.
Yeah.
Yep. Kill them all moment. I get it, Anita.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay. And then do I have an attempt at it or, you know, I don't know. I'm just like, how do I bring the rest of the story?
Write it even if you're not going to use it.
Yeah.
Or just kill two, like Anita says.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's supposed to be more of a romance.
Oh, we can't really romantically kill people. Damn it.
Yeah. No, that's where what I was going for when I started it. But it's like, who? Me? Or Anita?
I think she's talking about the chronology of your Ryan Chronicles.
Yeah, I've taken out quite a bit of them. Oh, me.
You, in all caps and exclamation point. You.
Yeah. But I brought them back. Like, come on.
No, they need the final death.
Yeah.
See, so again, like, don't talk to me. I'm going to advocate for death every time right now.
Yeah. But then the romantic interest will get nixed. Because the romantic interest is the grandson of the target.
He's got nothing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Maybe they can meet each other in heaven.
She's not going to heaven.
They can meet each other in hell?
Possibly.
Hey, we know there's a redemption arc.
She can take over for Lucifer in hell.
We know there's a redemption arc.
Daughter.
We got our character out of hell.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And Rebecca says, oh, like you haven't had a dead romantic partner before.
Yes, yes. Yes, I have.
See, there we go. We've provided you with an out.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, who do I take out? It's like, now who do I take out?
Which everyone's pissing you off most at the moment. I mean, again, don't talk to me because I'm going to advocate death for anyone at this point.
I know. And it's like, but I love them.
And I used to be so nice.
I cannot make it be Tom. I cannot do that to him again. I mean,
again,
he's had his heart literally ripped out.
Okay. I'm just going to shut up now.
And he's not the target, by the way. He's not the target. So,
anyone on the page is technically, you know.
I know. I know, but I put Tom Bryan through hell. I can't do it again. I literally will. How many times have I killed him?
Three?
Well, almost killed him. Many.
Like, yeah, well, almost like doesn't count.
Thread of death, but one, he died once. He died once.
And one of the whoops, half the characters are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Anita's channeling Shakespeare now.
Yes. So it's like, okay, you know. And you know, I love my CJ Ryan and Tom Ryan. So Ty has come back to life a couple times. Yes, Ty has. Their dad. Their father has come back multiple times. He just doesn't stay dead.
And they still save the world.
Yeah.
You got to do what's best for the story. Like I said, write it even if you're not going to use it. See what works. See what doesn't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes you learn more by writing it and not liking it than you do by just...
But if I write it and love it, everybody will hate me.
That's true too. Yeah. But if it feels right...
True. I'm only seeing reflections in the windows. I'm looking for the aurora. Northern lights. Northern lights. Anita, did you see them up where you were? Because I'm sure they were stunning up there.
Out, but it's still way too bright out right now.
Yeah.
We've definitely started heading into summer where it's not getting dark till super late.
Yeah.
Starting to warm up enough that pool days are definitely a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dreading summer though.
Yeah, you saw the progression of the light. It's now black out there. Yeah. So. Well, maybe go take a look tonight.
I'm going to look.
Supposed to be up there.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, so Rebecca's seen him. Look tonight, Anita. Go outside.
Yep.
If you see them. They said we should be able to see something on Saturday in our area, but I don't know how much because of the light pollution here. Rebecca.
Yeah. That's why, you know, I said if you go out, take a picture, because sometimes like the pictures I got last night were not something I saw with my, you know, own eyes. So
I will remember that tonight. I don't expect to see anything, honestly. Again, we have so much light pollution here.
Right.
But on the off chance, we'll see. That would be kind of cool to see something. I've never seen the Northern Lights at all.
They're beautiful. So, yeah. Wes and Vicky are hoping to see them in Alaska. They take off on Sunday.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we're in Connecticut.
That's bucket list. That's bucket
list. We're watching the grandkids.
And did they finally go
too?
Did they finally go to bed?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. You know, Russell just popped his head out once. And I think Wes went downstairs. So his dad, because his dad's been a little under the weather, so he's trying to get better. Before they fly out. So
yeah, no one wants to be sick on a vacation, especially if they get, you know, Alaska. That's one of the bucket lists. I want to go to Alaska someday.
Yes. Yeah. They're flying in and out of Seattle. So, you know, they don't have to do the US and Vancouver, or, you know, Vancouver and US. So they don't have to do what we did, which was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Customs is not
bad. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So they're going up. I think their first stop is Sitka. And then they're going to Juneau and then Ketchikan.
Okay.
No, not Ketchikan. Skagway. I don't think they're going to Ketchikan. So, and then on the way back, they stop at Victoria Island, British Columbia. So he said, if you get a chance, see the Victoria Gardens.
Oh, okay. You get to see something, Rebecca. That's cool.
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah. You should go look outside, Darren, because they can see it down in Charlotte area.
See, I'll bet it was still pretty. Go take pictures. Yes. I got to live vicariously when I can't, you know, actually experience it myself.
Yeah.
Yep. That's pretty cool. But apparently there's a lot of solar activity going on. There's a lot of solar storms being sent our way. So this is the best chance we're going to get to see something.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that wasn't it.
2024 and 2025 are the best chance for the solar maximum to actually be able to see the solar flare reactivity, which is what we're seeing as the aurora.
Right. Right.
So definitely, if you can see it, go see it, because that's supposed to be beautiful.
Yep. Yep, step outside, breathe.
Magnetic storms, how it affects you, that's a different story, but
right. Yeah, I mean, a little part of me wishes we were in Maine. A little part of me wishes we were in New Hampshire, because both of those places had, well, Maine had full on, where you could see it. New Hampshire, some places said they, you know, only saw it in the on film. They didn't see it with the naked eye. So
check that item off your bucket list. Good. See, yep, that's a full life right there.
Yep.
I have so many things on my bucket list that I will probably never get to check off, but
you will never die because you have to get through your bucket list.
I don't see how it works. No, that's unfortunately not how that works. The bucket list is a wish list. It is not a have to do list. So maybe in my next life I'll get to do them, but in this life I doubt I will get to even a few of my bucket list items.
Well, I hope you see the Northern Lights tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna look, and maybe yes, maybe no, but I will look. I'm looking at pictures people post on social media because those are beautiful, and that's a chance to, you know, again, live vicariously.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a couple pictures that, even though it was, you know, wicked overcast when I sat down. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
That is really cool. Rebecca says, my husband has a buddy in Alaska currently, and he says they're seeing colors that they've never seen before, and they look like sheets hanging over your head instead of in the distance. That is so freaking cool.
Yes. Yes. Currently. Yep.
Currently. Yes.
Yes, she had it currently in the next one. Yeah, so that's why Vicky and Wes are very looking forward to it. They're like, we're hoping it continues, because that's on their bucket list. There, and at least where they're going initially, it won't be all day. You know, it won't be the 20 hours of day.
Yeah, because in Alaska, they get a lot more of the nighttime during this part of the year, don't they?
No, it's switched over to day.
Oh,
yeah.
I've got it backwards then.
In the northern part. Yeah, so their full winter is full on dark.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. I had it backwards.
Yeah, so that's why.
Which that, like, blows my mind, too, that there are some areas that you can live in the world where it is definitely not the same light and dark as we're used to.
Right. Right. And it messes with your mind when you,
when
we went up there and, you know, we were up in Fairbanks, it was light. And it got twilighty late. I mean, really late. So it got twilighty, but it remained light.
That's crazy to me.
It messed with my mind, and I was glad we had, you know, blackout shades.
Again, bucket list item. I would love to experience that. Alaska is one of my bucket list places to visit, just you know, for that kind of cool stuff. And I guess I would have to go in the winter because I want to see the darkness take over.
Yeah, but then you don't get to see if you go in the dark, you don't get to see the stunning scenery. It is stunning.
Yeah, there's that trade-off. You're right. You're right.
You know,
I guess I have to go there twice.
Yeah, I've been there twice.
and I want to see all the sled dogs.
Yes, yes. They're actually doing the helicopter ride and sled dogging on a glacier. Oh, and I'm like, so cool. Oh, I hope you get to go. We were supposed to the first trip, and it got too windy. We were in Skagway, and if you ever get to Skagway and have a chance to do the sled dogging, do it in the morning, because by the afternoon, if it's nice out, the convection makes it like a hurricane wind.
Interesting.
By afternoon, yeah. Huh. It's just like a wind tunnel. It's like being in the New York City and just trying to walk against the wind. We were sitting in the thing waiting, and the whole hut was shaking. And Darren looks at me and goes, I don't think we're going to be going. And they did cancel it. The morning one went off without a hitch because the convection hadn't kicked up.
Makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think I want to ride on a helicopter in this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I like my life.
Well, I'm just glad that I do get to go to Phoenix. I was very, very sad that's my place to go. I get to bring my cup. You get to bring the cup for the cheap refills. This giant cup that's like as big as my head.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap refills all weekend. And I'm going to be a cheap date. That's my plan. I have to be a cheap date. I have no choice.
Yeah.
So I'll be bringing picnic lunch for every day. Be bringing my own water. I'll be bringing my own soda.
Yeah.
Red Bull, you know, whatever I can bring so that I don't have to worry about spending any money, I will. So that I can be the cheapest date possible and still get to enjoy going.
Yes.
And I think, like, it's weird how sometimes the smallest thing can really brighten your mood. Like, I was in a really, really bad place the day that I got the message. And just the fact that they wanted me to go made me feel so much better. I was able to, like, get out of bed and do things that a normal human being would do. You know?
That's good. That's good.
It was just that fact that they wanted me to go, even if I can't pay for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you will eventually get to pay for it.
And like I told her, I was like, every sale I make goes straight to you until my debt is paid. And whatever I owe after the fact, I will make every effort I can to make sure that I make you whole on that before I do anything else, because I don't want to owe that money. I don't want to have that hanging over me. But I do need to get out of this, these four walls I've been trapped in for a while because I have no means to escape.
Yep.
So I needed that.
And you know, you can only get beat up at the gym so much, or beat other people up so much. So
to be honest, I haven't even been going to the gym as much. Like, and that's been my mental health escape, and I haven't even had the energy.
Yeah,
to will myself to go, and then I did this week, and I got, I injured
you blew
my
your knee.
Knee.
Yes.
and being, you know, the person that I am, I like sucked it up, didn't show I was in pain, and like limped all the way to my car before I went. Ah!
Yes.
Yes, Jonesy. Small things make me happy.
Mm-hmm. And
compared to nothing, small things make me happy. I would like bigger things, but right now I ain't getting none of them.
That's what I told you. Just take the joy in the little things.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yes. So it's the little things. And it's the progressions of little things that, you know, and the manifestations of things.
I got to take whatever wins I can get at this point.
Yeah. I still can't manifest skinny. So it just isn't happening.
Right? Give up at this point, manifesting skinny.
I think, exactly. It's just like, I think
I'm not even eating anything anymore, and I'm still not losing weight.
Yeah, it's the age thing.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we already talked about the fact that you can see the gray compared to the brown.
Yes,
it's that obvious. Well, I can't even afford hair dye at this point to make it to hide it.
I mean, yeah. Oh, that's funny. No, I gave up on hair dye.
I don't want
to. You know, it's just, you know.
Red is my color, though. I love doing the red.
Right.
I feel confident when I have the auburn hair. I feel confident.
Yeah.
But right now it's an expense that's not in the necessary category.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see all the grays. You can see how old I actually am.
No.
And Jane is glorious with her silver hair.
Thank you. Yeah. I just kind of like got tired of dyeing it and you know, COVID happened and I wasn't going to the office. And I'm like, you know, you saw the progression.
Everybody knew the progression well. Like you handled it really nicely. It looked natural, you know. I'm not liking this. I'll be honest. I'm not liking this.
Look wise and knowing, especially when she cackles. I like that.
No, I don't like it. I don't know. This does not make me happy. This makes me feel self-conscious and old and I'm turning into a crone.
But
in my opinion of me, this is my opinion. Yes. Of me. This is not anybody else. This is just, I don't like this.
Yeah, I got to the who the hell cares.
But see, you're
I have to be comfortable. Yes.
Yeah. That you have to feel confident in your own skin. That's the big thing.
Yeah. I'm round. I'm round and gray.
I want my fiery auburn, you know.
Yes.
I want my red hair. I feel confident when I have my, you know, pretty red hair without the grays showing all through.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Crumbs are pretty too. Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
You are not a crone. You are a, what is the term? Is it silver fox? Is that what they call it?
That's what the guys are called.
No, what's the women version of it? There's a woman version of that. No. There's a woman version of that.
Yeah. No, I thought silver fox was a guy. Usually that's what it's.
And how guys know. Get to so, go,
yeah, there like, you go.
Silver cougar. Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
All
yes.
right. You are a silver cougar.
Okay. Yes. And it bears to it. It bears to it because I married a younger man.
Where do I get one of those? Like a decent one. Not like the previous models I've had. Silver honey badger.
Yes. I like that. I do like that.
Nope.
And I have to be careful now that the countdown is happening at work that I don't just speak my whole mind. But I have caught myself doing it.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you.
You know, and the boss I have is fantastic. Thankfully, she didn't send me off to the other team because our team split. And I'm like on loan to the other team, but she didn't send me there because she didn't want to do. Yeah, see, yes.
Yep.
And I have found myself because I'm interviewing people for
your replacement
for their replacements. I've already hired my replacement.
Okay.
For my boss, but it's just like, you know, I've gone back and forth with the hiring manager, and I've basically said, what are you doing? Because we're hiring out of country for entry level people, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're setting them up to fail. For this specific position, you have to have interactions with the business, and
yeah, that
they're working
right.
like 3 hours a day with the business. That's not going to work. So I've been very honest.
You know, that's the problem, and we don't ever get political on the show, but that is the problem with the way a lot of companies are going. What makes sense? They're making business sense.
And God help the younger generation.
No, honestly. Actually, the younger generation's kind of got it right.
No,
have you noticed?
But they're not getting anywhere. But they're not getting anywhere in the companies because the companies are now hiring outside.
They're also not loyal to the companies anymore because they
I never was loyal.
It doesn't pay to be loyal.
Right.
It pays
right.
to go where you're going to get paid. And so that's why you see a lot of the younger generation jumping ship a lot quicker to get theirs.
Right. But to get in the door now.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going to hit the hiccup for this generation where it's going to be a problem. But have you also noticed how outspoken this generation is and how zero fucks given they've got?
Yes. Yes.
There will be, you know, it's the rubber band. It's going to snap back at some point. But this generation is going to be the one that pulls it.
Yes. Yeah. So I do have to be careful on what I say per se.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Because, you know, and of course, this manager just pushes my button. He's pissed me off. Like, I normally don't get pissed off at work. He has pissed me off at least half a dozen times.
But you'll have to deal with him for a little bit longer.
Exactly. And I don't report to him.
Short time of disease. You don't have to give a fuck.
Exactly.
You do not have to give a fuck. You just have to count down the timer.
And as my husband says to me, we have to stop caring so much.
Yeah.
And
that's the problem too. Like, I find this as a freelancer too. You know, I have to learn how to not care so much about the books that I work on for clients, because a lot of them don't have the same level of.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get that. I get that.
Yes.
And yeah, that's the lesson learned, is we have to stop caring so much about what we do if the people we're working for don't have the same level of care.
Right. And you know, I'm still able to unplug. He's learning. I'm nagging. He's learning. And he's like, this week went by so well, you didn't have to nag me.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, then.
Wow.
Already
an hour. Yes.
We will be back, next week for another chat? And then that'll be it for May, because both you and I will be out for the Memorial weekend.
Right. And then the first two weekends in June, I will be gone. So we'll be back.
We'll be back next week. And then I think we're going to probably be kind of sporadic for the summer.
Yeah, because it's summertime.
Yeah. For us, we usually go on hiatus, but we will let you guys know when we're able to pop on and do our chats. But it was wonderful hanging out with everybody. Anita,
yes.
Rebecca, we love you as always. And for everyone who catches the show after the fact, thanks for watching.
Thank you.
We will see you guys next week for another episode of Spilling Ink.
Yes. Bye.